From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Double Prey by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Double Prey. Chapter 1. Carla Champlin's voice had taken on real urgency.
"Your son is running over this way," she said. "The other boy is down on the ground. Now I just don't know what..."
Traffic was light, only a single oncoming car at the intersection of Bustos and Grande. Estelle flipped on the grill wiggle-waggles, ran the red light, and accelerated hard to continue westbound on Bustos. At 8th, she turned south. In a moment, she could see the open prairie, an expanse of tans and browns bordering the 8th Street cul-de-sac. A dirt two-track had been carved into the desert by scores of dirt bikes, motorcycles, and four-wheelers that had jumped the open lot from 8th Street. Estelle eased the county car over the worn, crumbling curb. Off to the left, she could see Carla, arms waving commands. A tiny figure sprinted away from the old woman back toward the arroyo, racing a beeline through the scrub to intersect the patrol car's path. To the right, just back from the arroyo's edge, the other boy was hunkered on his elbows and knees, head down near the ground.
"PCS 310.
"Go ahead, 310.
"I need an ambulance at this location, ASAP. It may be a snake bite, one juvenile."
Little Francisco was sprinting in high gear now, and Estelle realized that the loud pounding was her own heart.
10-4. "Say the location again?"
"The south end of 8th Street, out by the arroyo."
10-4.
The dirt two-track wandered toward the houses on Carla Street.